is the UR Business Network.
Welcome to the Medical Travel Show, a forum for ideas, challenges, and benefits for global healthcare services. This is Irving Stackpole, and I'm here today with my co-host, Elizabeth Ziemba.
Thank you, Irving. It's wonderful to be back here in the UR Business Network studio. And we have a great guest with us today, joining us from Hamburg, Germany, Mr. Stefan Dohn. Stefan is the managing partner of German Communications Experts, an agency that creates and conducts unique communication strategies and campaigns for international clients that want to reach German stakeholders. While working across a variety of industries, healthcare and the medical travel sector are important clients for the team at GCX. Stefan is with us today to share his knowledge about the German medical travel market. Welcome to the Medical Travel Show, Stefan.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you. It's great to be on your show.
Well, thank you for joining us. Say, I wanted to ask, what initially interested you in this rather niche sector of international health travel?
There are two factors. First of all, I'm always interested in niche. This is a lot more appealing to me than the mainstream. That's my personal attitude. Secondly, we had a committee in Germany last year who analyzed the economy of the weak Greek state, let me put it this way. So we analyzed what assets does this country have that are interesting to be marketed in Germany. We all know that there are some issues going on in Greece, and we were heading out to find assets nobody can tell me that there is always and everything bad in one country. That's not possible. So we analyzed the economy of Greece, and we found some fields that are extremely interesting on the German market, and one of those fields was the medical tourism. There are brilliant specialists, doctors that came from universities in the United States, in Germany, in UK, and they have wonderful products for the German traveling patients.
Fascinating. And your focus then on Greek consumers, the Greece market as a primary source location?
Not Greek client, not the Greek patient. It's the German patient that we focus on for Greek medical facilities.
Well, that's fascinating. With such a solid, world-renowned healthcare infrastructure in Greece, with such an outstanding healthcare infrastructure in Germany, what motivates the German healthcare consumer to travel to Greece for medical care?
There are several factors, and we conducted a survey in 2014 to analyze this market in Germany. There are two main reasons. First, these are treatments that are not available in Germany because of the law, because of the state of the art, whatever it is. And the second factor is cost saving. 90% of medical treatments in Germany are covered by insurances, and the patient is free to choose whatever facility, whatever medical hospital, whatever he needs freely. But there are treatments that are not covered by insurances, like beautification measurements, wellness, well-being stuff, all mm-hmm. this, that's not covered by the insurances that the patient has to pay out of his pocket. And, of course, they are looking for treatments in equal quality mm-hmm. but lower price, and they find it in Southern Europe, and especially in Greece.
Excellent. So are any of these consumers traveling to Greece from Germany for medical treatments, are any of them attempting to access payment through the cross-border health directive?
Not as I know. Most of the treatments are paid out of the pocket of the patient.
Interesting.
So
I have two numbers for you. The survey that I mentioned earlier had 2,000 participants.
Wow.
And 72% of these 2,000 participants told that they are considering traveling abroad for medical reasons because of quality and availability. And 67% of these 2,000 people considering traveling abroad for the reason of cost saving.
Very interesting.
So when we conducted this, or when we analyzed this market, we were surprised how large this market in Germany really is. I'm sorry.
It's fascinating. It's really very interesting data.
It certainly is, and it's wonderful to hear some real numbers about real prospective patients and their attitudes about medical travel. I would imagine
Absolutely.
That the German market would be very attractive to many destinations who would want to have German customers, German patients visit them. Are you working with a number of different providers in different countries to help them market their services within Germany?
We're working with hospital and clinics directly. They have management, they have marketing teams that are specialized on marketing their services abroad. And these are my contact people that we're working with. Some of them already have a communications strategy, so we just have to adapt these strategies on the German market. Some of them do not have any communication strategy, so we have to create a concept, a strategy for them that we conduct on the German market. Most of our clients are clinics, hospitals, stuff like that.
So in addition to Greece, what other countries are our client base are you working with?
I did not – cannot really hear you right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you repeat it, please?
Yes. In addition to providers in Greece, what other countries are clients looking – are you working with?
Basically, we're not limited on any country. Any medical facility all over the world who is interested in the German market can be provided with communication services from us. That's no problem at all. We just started with Greece because of the economical crisis there. But, of course, any medical facility worldwide that is targeting German patients gets communication services from us. It's no problem at all.
In terms of the targets within Germany that you're trying to reach with your messages about the quality and access in the Greek hospitals and the Greek clinics, what channels are you finding are most successful to reach consumers? And are you also attempting to reach a business or a medical affiliated market? Like, for example, are you trying to reach German doctors to deliver messages about the quality and access of Greek services so that they then in turn can influence or support a decision by a German consumer to seek care in Greece?
Okay. Well, we are orchestrating the full media landscape in Germany. When we start working with a client, we carefully analyze his targets, his target market, and then we choose the right media channels. Of course, today you cannot, you have to rely on digital media, of course. But we are working with TV channels, we are working with print media companies, we're working with radio stations, we are conducting journalist tours to Greek medical facilities to show them what's going on there. So we're not limited to any media channel. We're using the full range of media that's available. It always depends on the client, not every media is suitable for every kind. There are clinics, there are clients that better use social media and digital media. There are some clinics and hospitals that are better hosted via newspapers or radio or stuff like that. It always depends on my client and his target, his approach to reach out to his stakeholders. And stakeholders are not only the patients. What you mentioned is totally right. We're also reaching out for doctors who tell their clients, say that their patients, hey, you can have your medical treatment in Germany for this amount. There is something in Greece. Go there. You get the same quality. This is extremely important. The quality has to be kept up for a lower price.
Right. Fascinating. So we have in the Western press, we hear about this struggle with regards to the economies in Germany and Greece. And mm-hmm. there's been quite a bit of ink spilled in Western press about a potential for a Greek exit from the Eurozone. And how has this economic struggle played out in the public perception of Greece among German consumers? And does that impact you?
Yeah, totally. After the election in January, many campaigns of our clients were stopped or delayed. Some campaigns that were planned for February and March were delayed to October, November, and even 2016. This new government in Greece, it shook a lot in the markets. Mm-hmm. And there are so many uncertainties. That they're not knowing what's going on. We had a conference 2 weeks ago in Germany where managers, where Greek managers came to Germany discussing marketing measurements in Germany. How much sense does it make to do marketing in Germany in this poisoned environment? And we are communication people, so that means that we have the potential of turning the perception in public. What we can do is producing positive media so that the audience in Germany learns that it's not everything bad in Greece. It is definitely not. There are so great medical treatments in Greece that the German patients simply does not know about. And then we're talking about two different levels. The one is the political level. Let them do. The other level is the people's business. And German people still love Greece as a vacation destination, but they do not consider Greece as a medical travel destination because they just simply do not know it. They go to some countries in Eastern Europe. We had some heavy scandals going on there because of mistreatments. So now we come up with the news that there are medical treatment in Greece that are brilliant and they're cost saving.
Fascinating.
It seems like the situation in Greece that is difficult for the Greek people does also provide an opportunity that you have identified for the medical travel sector. Do you see similar trends or different trends in other parts or other countries where there are opportunities for providers who would like to reach the German market?
Let me interrupt you. I cannot hear it anymore. Can you repeat it, please? You're very, very silent.
Okay. Is this any better?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, let me ask the question. We'll have to edit that.
I can hear you. I can hear you better.
Yes, I don't know why, but Richard's
try again,
Elizabeth. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Irving.
No, you asked the question. Oh,
okay. All right. Is this any better, Stefan?
No.
No. Okay.
I can hear you as if you were miles and miles away.
Good question.
I don't know why.
I was saying that in Greece it was an opportunity within a difficult situation.
Yes.
Are there any other similar situations that I'm looking at future trends?
Okay. Excuse me. That's a fascinating observation, Stefan. One of the questions we have is, we see a difficult situation in a cross-border market between Germany and Greece, for example.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you see, looking down the road, do you see that situation actually coming out as a positive for a medical travel destination such as Greece? And could there be other countries or other cross-border markets, dynamics, where this plays out to the benefit of the destination?
I would love to answer that question definitely. It's just a little bit checking out what's going on. Let me put it this way. The situation between Greece and Germany cannot be worse than it's right now. So if you're bottom line, it can always go upwards.
Uh-huh.
I think there is a positive future for Germans traveling to Greece to get medical treatments. First of all, of course, it is the general economic situation and some differences between Greece and Germany. That's one thing. And the second is that the German public simply does not know that there are brilliant doctors, that there are brilliant medical treatments in Greece. And it is our job to make the public know about these facts. And we have to go along with the developments that are going on right now,
mm-hmm.
and we just can do step by step. So whenever the economical and political situation between Greece and Germany and Europe and all changes, we can make the next steps. Like I said earlier, some of our customers, our clients that are hospitals and clinics and all that, they delayed their marketing campaigns for heavier and longer. And maybe we can talk to them and make them get earlier into the market. The future is bright. I believe in that. I wouldn't do my job if I wouldn't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only a job to make some money, but I really believe that there is a brilliant product in Greece that is suitable for Germans, that is good for the German patient, from the quality, from the price. And you can combine your vacation with some medical treatment. It doesn't need to be a severe medical treatment. Sometimes it's just maybe some sort of wellness, well-being stuff, something like that. So there is so much going on. Greece has so much products in these fields that are simply unknown in Germany, in the German public. And this is our job to open up the door that the German gets inside into these products, into these clinics, and they simply it's a process of learning, and we're in the middle of that to teach. Let me put it this way: to show up what's going on, and that's what we're doing with TV stations, with radios, and on the internet, but these are baby steps. It's not a huge campaign that's going on there. These are always step by step, small things, but they're going on constantly.
Right. Well, it's fascinating. You're building awareness, and in any public relations or media program, we know that the negative news travels fastest we have an expression here that says if it bleeds, it leads. And in the area of mismanagement of medical services, where you mentioned earlier in the interview that there had been some crises in Eastern Europe that had been publicized in Germany, I'm fascinated with the concept of whether negative news about mismanagement, mistreatment, errors abroad, whether that damages the destination reputation or whether you think it actually damages the sector.
Both of it. We were talking to a testimonial. It was a young lady who had breast surgery in Poland, and she was totally unhappy. I saw the pictures, and man, you won't believe what I've been seeing. It was really horrible. And so we were talking to her and saying, are you interested in acting like a testimonial for us? We were planning a footage-producing thing in Greece to send her to Greece to correct this mistreatment and then come back to Germany happily with fine breasts. And she said, I will not go abroad to any country because of this happened. And these scandals hurt the whole sector. But most of all, it hurts special countries. Mm. And this is, within any crisis, there is a chance. That's extremely important to know. A crisis is not always destroying. A crisis can be constructive if you treat it right. And this is what we're doing right now, positioning Greece as an alternative to the Eastern European countries where not everything is bad there, of course not. This would be absolutely wrong to tell it. Right. But some scandals came up, and you know what's going on in media. They jump on it, and people get a wrong perception. So we're positioning Greece as an alternative to the known countries like Poland, Czech Republic, and stuff like that, to show up. There is a country. There are brilliant doctors. Consider it as an alternative to the countries that you may not trust in.
Well, thank you, Stefan. You have expressed that very clearly as a professional marketing communications person. And thank you for a terrific interview. Please tell our audience how they can reach you.
Best way is social media. I'm a LinkedIn member, so let's check out LinkedIn for Stefan Deoni. And drop me a note, tell me what you think about, and we can talk about anything that people like to know about awareness in Germany with clever and media work.
Terrific. Thank you once again, Stefan. Mr. Stefan Deoni of German Communications Experts, GCX. This is Elizabeth Ziyumba. Thank you for listening to the Medical Travel Show. And remember to look for and like us on Facebook.
And this is Irving Stackpole. You have been listening to the Medical Travel Show, a forum for ideas, challenges, and benefits for global healthcare services. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
You're listening to the UR Business Network.